Hello, and thank you for the opportunity to sit here with you this afternoon. My name is Scott Furman, and I'm the past president for the Maine Water Environment Association. We've got a handout going around, and you can follow along if you'd like. But I look at us, as we sit in front of this committee, as almost a silent partner in what you do. Our members, we have 700 members from across the state. They own and operate wastewater treatment facilities, municipal sewers, and stormwater systems. We're working every day to make sure that the water resources we rely on are as pristine and as of high quality as they currently are. Our association was founded in 1966, and as I said, we have over 700 members. Those do include treatment plant operators, but also consultants, designers, contractors, and regulators as well. We have a structure of our organization shown here. Our 2017 executive committee members include our president, Matt Timberlake, the Ted Berry Company, Paula Druin of the Lewiston Auburn Water Pollution Control Association Authority, Stacy Thompson from the Saco Water Resource Recovery Facility. Al Jellison is retired. But I list those names to show that we're a volunteer association. I'm also sitting here with the head of our Government Affairs Committee, Tim Haskell from York, and our legislative advocate, Rick McCarthy from Eaton Peabody. We have no paid staff. We have monthly executive board meetings. Our minutes are available on our website. We have administrative guide, bylaws, committee chair roles, policies, procedures. We have a number of two annual conferences where we educate our members. One of the issues we do have in our industry is the pending brain drain. The average operator, the age of an average operator at Portland Water District is about 60 years. We're going to miss that experience and that knowledge. And as an industry, we're working hard to fill that. So if there are members in the audience interested in the profession, see me afterwards. We also work very closely with other groups, the Maine Water Utility Association. We have an active Government Affairs Committee, and that's why I'm sitting in front of you today. We have an active Executive Committee. Our issues that we're currently watching are financial authority of sewer districts, stormwater issues, sea level rise, ocean acidification. We've been an engaged member of the Maine Ocean Acidification Partnership. We feel that our treatment facilities are really part of the success story for the water quality in our state, both freshwater and marine. We've done a lot of work with flushable wipes. We also supported the marine debris effort in the past. We also supported the elimination of microbeads. This year also of importance to us is a DEP-sponsored clean water bond. That bond would help pay for much-needed replacement of our aging infrastructure. We are active annually with a Washington, D.C. fly-in, so we reach out to our national congressional delegation. One of the concerns we have this year is the level of federal funding that helps pay for some of the upgrades to our facilities is likely to be cut, and that's a concern we have, and we'll take that up with our national delegation. I would like to highlight that we have an annual legislative breakfast. It's a formal sit-down breakfast at the Senator Inn. There is a, I guess you can consider it an invitation in your packet, but that'll be on That'll be on March 9th from 7 a.m. to 9:30. This year, we're talking about clean water in Maine. We have a number of partners. DEP's Commissioner Paul Mercer will be speaking. We'll have a number of interactive displays where our members will bring in photos. We have a photo or a video of Scarborough's marine discharge where you can see what it looks like as wastewater re-enters the environment. We're regularly involved in the community with Clean Water Week posters. Children submit over 500 entries a year. We do that to try to educate people, reaching into the school systems to let them know what we do. We participate in the Urban Runoff 5K. This year we finished last. I finished last in my age category, personally.
You tried.
I didn't try to finish last. It just happened.
The important thing is he finished.
That's right.
And finally, you have a slide with our contact information. Again, I'm Scott Furman. I want you to think of us as the silent partner that's helping preserve our water quality through the state. If you do have questions or concerns, please reach out to us. If you have not visited your local treatment facility, I suggest you do it. Once you really see the magic that we do every day, it may not be inspiring to all, but I think it's at least interesting. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Senator Vitale.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. We hear a lot about the sort of the decaying state of our infrastructure sort of nationally, and so I'm just wondering whether you could characterize what the overall state of our wastewater management treatment infrastructure is in Maine. And I gather since a bond is coming that some people think that there's work that needs to be done, but can you paint a picture?
There's an estimate from the Department of Environmental Protection that in the coming years, $950 million of investment statewide will be required. That's one of the reasons for this bond issuance. The American Society of Civil Engineers releases a report card every few years. They just released that this year, and Maine's wastewater infrastructure received a D+.
Oh, I'm sorry. Representative Sutton.
Yes, Madam Speaker. Any idea of the number of households in the state that are on private setups?
Offhand, I don't have that statistic.
Just a ballpark guess would be good enough for...
The majority, I'd say 70% of our communities. Okay. However, one of the things to keep in mind, please, is even with septic systems, the material that's collected in those septic systems is supposed to be pumped every 3 years. That material goes somewhere. A large portion of it is land applied in some of the more rural areas, but I know at the Portland Water District, we receive somewhere around 2 to 3 million gallons a year of septage. So even though it seems like it's a private system, really what it's doing is it's holding those solids until they go somewhere, and oftentimes that somewhere is a treatment facility. So more people than you would think rely on treatment facilities.
Not something I had ever extrapolated on, definitely. Thank you.